This Way app. About 2 years ago, I was scrolling through my phone and chanced upon a picture of a former student of mine. This student had successfully completed her first degree in law and had gained admission into the Ghana Law School for her professional training. She used a picture of herself as her WhatsApp display, and the words beneath the picture were, "It's only up from here." I smiled as I read these words. I'm happy to say that she was called to the bar last December. As Christians, we must decide that, concerning our growth in Christ, it would be only up from here. But this does not happen automatically. In order to grow as Christians, we must make a conscious effort. We need to crave the pure milk of the Word of God, so that we may grow. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. Just as babies are fed on milk, new Christians also grow by feeding on the milk of the Word of God. But we don't have to stay at this stage feeding on milk forever. Even as babies get weaned onto solids, even so must new Christians get weaned from feeding on milk to chewing bones. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 2, Paul complained to a group of Christians that he fed them with milk and not with solid food because they were not yet ready. The Bible admonishes us to grow in the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In Sunday school, we were taught through a simple song that if we want to grow as Christians, we had to read our Bible and pray every day. This truth still holds. Benefits of spiritual growth. As we grow in our knowledge of Jesus, we are able to access His grace, peace, and the power to live a godly life. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. Moreover, we need to grow in our knowledge of God and of His Word in order to identify the counterfeit gospel from the true one. This year, determine to be consistent with your Bible reading and prayer, and you will see the difference it will make in your life. Have a blessed year. But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Shalom.